cautious.
Yo, what's up? You're listening to Honest Talks. I'm your host, David. Now let's get into this first topic, snitching. Now, we talking about this topic specifically to talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine supposedly snitching to get a lesser time or to get no time. Now, since the old days, back when niggas was riding horses in the hood, snitching has been a no-go. If you follow these street rules and you apply to the G-code, you are not supposed to be snitching. Now, the thing about snitching is, I think this rule is totally stupid, because I mean, even if somebody kill your homie or even shoot you, you're not supposed to be able to tell nobody that you got shot or whatever, or who shot who. But if you go back and shoot this nigga, you're going to have to go to jail. Like, it's really no win-win. Like, you tell, you a snitch, everybody going to hurt you. But if you retaliate, your dumb ass going to be locked up with them if they get caught. Now, back to 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine, I know when he was out, was running around talking like he this big, bad, tough gangster. But I don't believe nobody really actually thought he was tough. Maybe the white kids that were at his concert maybe thought he was tough. But nobody in the hip-hop culture thought that 6ix9ine was going to hurt a fly. They just thought he was very disrespectful. I don't think nobody was scared of him. They were just like, he's disrespectful as fuck. And the people he run with are the only reason that he ain't got touch yet. Now, 6ix9ine is supposedly finna snitch on all of his homies just to get out of jail. And let me tell you what I would do. The same goddamn thing. Why in the hell would he not snitch in this situation? Even if he is, you know, sticking to the G-code and not snitching on nobody, you know, he's a big bad gangster, Treyway. These are the same niggas that allegedly kidnapped him, tried to rob him, and fucked his baby mama. So, y'all want this nigga to stay loyal to niggas that did all of that to him? I mean, that's just stupid at the end of the day. The only people that don't want 6ix9ine to get out and don't want him to snitch are niggas that already didn't like him when he was out. Because a lot of people didn't like him when he was out because he running around acting tough and talking about he the greatest whatever. He the greatest rapper and he the biggest gangster in New York and whatever. They didn't like that. And the fact that he had rainbow colored hair and he just didn't look like a regular hip-hop artist that we're used to. He was totally different and he embraced that, and that made people mad as fuck. So those same mad people that didn't like him when he was out are the same people getting mad that he's about to snitch and possibly be back out. Now, if he does snitch, he probably it's gonna be hard for him to move around, because first of all, ain't no witness protection for no nigga with 6ix9ine tattoos all over his body. I mean, he got a big ass 6ix9ine on his face. They all over his fucking arms. This nigga ain't hiding nowhere. Unless you get them shits removed, and that would take forever to get them shits removed, first of all. So if he does get out, he's gonna definitely have to move out of New York. That's one. And he gonna definitely have to calm the fuck down, and I don't know, he gonna have to apologize to them niggas or do something, because they definitely gonna be coming for him if he stay in New York. Now, I hope he get out, because I was a fan of 6ix9ine when he was out. Now, I didn't think he was no big tough gangster, and I didn't think he was the best rapper, but I thought he was a dope rapper, and most importantly, he was funny as fuck. That's why a lot of people fuck with 6ix9ine in the first place, because he was funny. He did all the skits on Instagram. Y'all know y'all missed them damn skits on Instagram with him punking people and making people look stupid and shit. That was funny as fuck, and it was pure comedy. And he was actually putting out hits, unlike some people who are, you know, doing that same thing. They just can't put out the music to back it up. He was actually putting out music to back it up. Now, let's say 6ix9ine decides, okay, I'm going to do this minimum of 47 years. I ain't going to snitch on nobody. These are still my niggas, even though they fuck my BM. They robbed me. They tried to fucking kill me, allegedly. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to stay loyal to these niggas. Stick to this motherfucking goddamn street code. And I ain't going to do this shit. I ain't going to snitch. I'm just going to do my damn time and shut the fuck up. Are y'all going to still bump this nigga music when he get out at fucking 70 years old? Huh? Y'all going to wait for this nigga like y'all waiting for Bobby to get out? Fuck out of here, man. This nigga is not finna do no damn 47 years for y'all niggas to get out and bump his music at fucking 70 with fucking saggy ass 6ix9ine tattoos on his goddamn face. So this nigga should make the smart move and do what? Snitch. And do what? Get the fuck out and be able to do what the fuck he want to do and not be locked in a fucking box until he is 70, bro. Until he's 70. That's what y'all asking this nigga to do. Stay in jail till he's 70. Now, the only niggas saying that again are people that don't like him in the first place. People that actually fuck with 6ix9ine ain't saying, yeah, nigga, don't snitch. Do them 47 years, nigga. Do that time. We're going to wait for you and get out. Fuck out of here. Anybody finna wait for you when you get out, my nigga. Snitch on them niggas. Get out of jail. Continue to make music. Why? Because people still going to fuck with his music, bro. Ain't nobody going to give a fuck about him not actually shooting nobody or doing all the shit that he said he was doing. I still think he can have a successful musical career when he gets out because people like his personality. He's funny as fuck. And in today's hip hop, people like the person more than the music. The music is like 30%. Your personality and the shit you do on the internet is 70%. That's why people fuck with Blueface. I don't mean to get off topic, but Blueface lyrics are beyond hot fucking trash. So, and people still fuck with him. I still like the damn song Tatiana. I mean, I don't think he's lyrical. I look at him as a parody rapper, but again, the song Thump. But let's get back to 6ix9ine. People can still listen to his music as long as he, again, is not shouting Treyway. As long as he ain't talking no gangster shit, people gonna still bump his music. And he still got a few songs that did good where he wasn't talking about doing all this other shit and running around with all these niggas and punking all these other niggas. Now, if he make music where he come out and make music where he talking about how he still is the biggest gangster in New York and how he still is the king of all these other places and he gonna run around and do this and do that to somebody if they touch him. All right, then now we can collectively get on his ass and tell him to shut the fuck up, nigga. We already know what happened when shit got hot. Now, we all knew that shit was going to lead to that point anyway. Because these dumbass niggas was running around saying that they the new Death Row. Now, I don't think I heard 6ix9ine say that shit, but I definitely heard Shotty say that shit a few times about how they the new Death Row. Clearly, this dumbass nigga don't remember how the fuck that story ended. I mean, them niggas either died or were in jail, or the niggas who got out early, they're still doing okay, like Snoop and Dre. Them niggas got the fuck out of there. Anybody that's stuck with Death Row is either dead or in jail. And look at y'all dumbasses. Y'all in that same goddamn predicament. But y'all wanting to be the new Death Row. Y'all wanting to be the toughest motherfuckers in a rap game. Well, look what that tough shit got y'all niggas. In fucking jail. And now most of them niggas ain't coming out. 6ix9ine is the only one that has a chance of probably getting out. Them niggas facing some serious charges. And if they can at least get one of the motherfuckers to crack, it's over for them. All of them. So 6ix9ine definitely should just snitch on them niggas. Get the fuck out of there. Get back to making music. Get back to goddamn entertaining people on Instagram. And then, yeah, that's that on that. Now, let's get into the second topic. Speaking of people running around talking crazy and just doing stupid shit, let's talk about Soulja Boy. Now, I ain't gonna lie. After Soulja Boy Breakfast Club interview, he was like the greatest rapper of all time for like 2 weeks. I can't even lie. For 2 weeks, I was considering him as being the greatest rapper of all time because it was just that damn funny and it was just that damn entertaining. Now, before I get kind of disrespectful towards Soulja Boy, I first want to say he is a legend. He has multiple hits. This nigga had one of the biggest dances in hip hop. This nigga had a whole fucking movement, the Pretty Boy movement. Not too many people did that. He has at least 10 hits, a movement, and a super big dance. He had a few dances, matter of fact. But yeah. Now let's get to Soulja Boy doing the fuckery. Now, just like 85% of rappers, Soulja Boy decided, hey, let me get with Black China. I don't understand why y'all niggas continue to still fuck with Black China. I mean, she must have the wettest box in the goddamn West Coast. Because I don't understand what it is about her. She not even bad. And her body looks OD plastic. And it don't even look good. Like, what the fuck are y'all niggas on? Now, Soulja Boy do look like he on some shit. But damn, bro. Like, it's like the low-level rappers, I feel like they use Black China for clout. But when you are one of the hottest topics in the game right now, not hottest rappers, hottest topics. People are talking about Soulja Boy a lot over the last, you know, month. You don't get with Black China. That's a fucking retarded move. Why the fuck would you backtrack? Why would you go in some... Why would you buy a fucking car that has 500,000 fucking miles on it? That motherfucker done goddamn had water damage. That bitch done goddamn been in the fucking train wreck. I'm talking about that motherfucker is beat the fuck up. The seats in the motherfucker tore up. All of that shit, nigga. This paint fucking scratched off. That shit rusty as fuck. I don't understand why you the hell you would, you know, go get that car. Why the fuck wouldn't you get something new, something that nobody ain't had? Now, if that was me, I would go, if I'm going to go for a known hoe. I mean, I don't want to hoe shame again. I love hoes, so. But I don't want to hoe shame her. I would go for Amber Rose. First of all, Amber Rose actually looks good. Her body looks natural. I mean, it's not, but it looks natural. And she looked like she gives some fire ass head. First of all. That's who I would go for. Nigga, why would you go for a Black... Why the fuck would you go for Robin when you can get Batman, my nigga? Black China is Robin and Amber Rose is Batman. This nigga went for fucking Robin. Now, he dated her. I don't know why the fuck he dated her, too. He ain't just slashed. This nigga actually dated her. Claimed her. These niggas had a whole fucking name together. What they call them niggas... Big fucking China or Black fucking Draco, whatever the fuck they was calling these niggas. This nigga was actually claiming this motherfucker. And then this nigga tweeted out, TMZ tweeted out they broke up, and this nigga retweeted it and said he just wanted to see what the pussy felt like. Do you know how fucking dumb you sounded when you said that dumb shit, bro? Do you know how fucking dumb you sounded? You went out, you are like damn, he damn near 30 now. I know it's hard to believe, but Soulja Boy is damn near 30 now. This nigga went out with a super thot just to fuck? You went out with her, nigga? Fuck is wrong with you? And then this nigga... And I actually showed him a little bit of respect. I'm like, okay, at least he wasn't trying to, you know, had nothing serious with her. That would have been stupid as fuck. All right, you just wanted to smash. Cool. I don't know why you dated her to do that, but cool. This nigga then said a little bit later, I only did that shit. I mean, somebody hacked my damn Twitter. I'm cool with Black China. This, that, and the third. Like, what, nigga? Don't try to backtrack now, nigga. You said what you said, and then you gonna try to say you got hacked? I hate when niggas goddamn do that shit, bro. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Say something. Stand on it. Don't fucking goddamn backtrack. This nigga was backtracking like a motherfucker. Now, stand with this Soulja Boy and Black China shit. Let's talk about Soulja Boy and Tyga. Tyga is Black China's baby daddy. One, I don't know how the fuck she only got two. I'm gonna give her props though. She only got two goddamn baby daddies, and she done fuck goddamn half of the world. That's crazy as hell. Fuck half of the world, the whole damn industry, and she only got two baby daddies. Respect, respect. And she chose two niggas who were, you know, popping. Well, Tyga was popping at the moment, and he's back popping now. And of course, Rob is a Kardashian, so you know that nigga set. Now, Tyga and Soulja Boy have been beefing. How the fuck did this shit start? All right, Soulja Boy probably, Soulja Boy at the Breakfast Club interview was saying all this shit. Tyga, the one that got his bitch stolen, blah, blah, blah. Travis Scott nutting his bitch and had a baby, whatever. So that nigga took shots at Tyga then. And then Tyga responded by posting how his streams were way higher than Soulja Boy, who kept calling himself the best artist right now and saying he had the greatest comeback when I don't know what the fuck he came back from. I don't know if this nigga had a fucking crack problem and this nigga came back from rehab or whatever. But yeah, this nigga definitely had the greatest comeback when it comes to music. Ain't nobody been bumping shit since goddamn Pretty Boy Swag, so nigga, relax on that. But yeah, then shit started getting a little bit more disrespectful. First, it was all like fun and games and whatever. But then I think Soulja Boy actually first said that he had smashed his baby mama and was playing and played Fortnite with his son. This nigga Tyga was like, fuck that. This nigga Tyga did a goddamn freestyle on some damn radio show. And that shit was hard. It was over the Tatiana beat. And I'm talking about he went in on Soulja Boy, this, that, and the third. And then Soulja Boy came back and put out some trash ass fucking reply. I'm talking about that shit is hot as garbage. Why do Soulja Boy keep rapping? Somebody gotta find this nigga another job. This nigga cannot rap no more. They need to hide the fucking microphone, ban this nigga from every fucking studio in the 50 mile radius, and leave this nigga the fuck alone and let him just do shit on Instagram. But yeah, that was disrespectful as fuck about him saying he fucked his baby mama and he played Fortnite with his son after that. Because, I mean, those are some words that can really get you touched up. Now, Tyga recently had a situation at Floyd Mayweather, the birthday party, where he got kicked out. I'm talking about that shit like a movie scene. That shit look fake as fuck. I still don't believe that to this day that that's real. But Tyga got kicked out. I'm talking about they picked this little nigga up and they dragged him out. I mean, he getting mad and stuff. They damn near about threw his ass across the goddamn street. But they let him go, and then this nigga tried to grab a security guard gun on some gangster shit. That's why I'm like, okay, this nigga, wow, what is he gonna do when he grabbed the gun? He gonna go in there and shoot somebody? This nigga gonna go in there and shoot somebody and goddamn do life, nigga? Everybody is there, my nigga. What are you gonna do? You gonna really grab the gun and go in there and shoot somebody in front of all these people? That would have been stupid as fuck. So I really hope that was fake, just for the sake of him not being some complete dumbass. But back to him and Soulja Boy. I think Soulja Boy should just relax if he don't want to get that Gucci headband permanently knocked off his fucking head. Because that's a little too damn far. I don't look at Tyga as no tough guy, just like probably nobody does. But every man has their limit, and you just can't continually disrespect somebody and mention their child in a rap beef or whatever the fuck you want to call this shit. You can't do that and think that something ain't going to happen to you, whether that's directly from Tyga or indirectly from him. Because, I mean, he might not do something, but I'm pretty sure Tyga knows somebody that can and would do something to Soulja Boy. Now, back to Black China Wholeness. Now, I know I'm jumping back and forth a little bit, but Black China, I feel like, is there's two types of hoes. There are hoes that are on the front line, and then there are hoes that are discreet and you don't really know about, like Jordan Woods, who I'm going to talk about a little bit later. I think it's her name, Jordan Woods. But yeah, Black China is a frontline hoe. And let me tell you firsthand, these are the worst type of hoes right here. Because if you get seen with her, everybody already know what's up. They know for a fact, nigga, you are fucking. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, nigga. If you have money and you're next to Black China, you're fucking her. That's a fact. That's why you can't mess with hoes like that, that are known like that. Because first of all, people looking at you stupid, first of all, that you out here going places and claiming this fucking known thought. You got to get you a low-key thought who don't really got that much clout and ain't really known to all of these people, not just in the industry, but to the fans. I mean, we all look at Black China the same way. No hoe shaming again, but she's a fucking hoe. I think she, you know, she knows she a hoe. Ain't no way in hell Black China thinks she not a hoe. Now, Jordan Woods and Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian are in the fucking triangle offense right now. and it is being fucked up. Kris Jenner is playing Phil Jackson, because all of this shit is fucking fake in the first place. Yeah, this shit is a big fucking, this is promo for their fucking season coming up. That's what that is. Kris got in her motherfucking bag again and got y'all niggas watching and lurking and waiting to see what they gonna say next. She's smart as hell. I'm gonna give Kris a lot of credit because she built this. She the puppet master behind all of this shit. She makes sure everything running in perfect place. Now, Jordan allegedly got caught kissing and whatever, sitting on Tristan Thompson's lap at some fucking Valentine's Day party. You know, that's some player shit, bro. Hang out with your girl Valentine's Day and then go to a single Valentine's party. That's some player shit. Now, you can't be out here doing that, though, when you about fucking 6'10". Do this nigga not know we can all fucking see him from every angle? Like, why are you on the front line cheating on a Kardashian? First of all eyes are on you because you're 6'10", you're an NBA player, and you're dating a Kardashian, and you have a baby by a Kardashian. And you gonna cheat on her with her sister's best friend? That's not kinda stupid. That's kinda like you got three chromosomes retarded. Now, Tristan Thompson, this is his second, you know, offense. This is his second strike. The first time he was caught with some shorty walking into a hotel. Shorty had the fattest ass, though. So I'm going to give him credit for that. She was at least, she looked like she looked better than Chloe. Just from the back alone, she looked like she looked better than Chloe. He was caught that time, though. And now he's got caught with Jordan. Again, I think Jordan also looks better than Chloe. I don't think Chloe's ugly, but I got her ranked probably... It's like, what, how many of them? It's like five of them. Y'all got her in fourth place. I actually got Kylie in fifth place. But look, that's neither here nor there. This is his second time cheating on Chloe. And now Chloe allegedly, well, no, supposedly, is leaving this nigga in the dust now. She don't want nothing to do with this nigga, even though they still have a baby together. So she gonna have to deal with this nigga regardless. And Chloe gonna end up back with this nigga. She gonna take him back. Wait till this season get over with and all this brushes past. She gonna get right back with this nigga because Kris is the fucking puppet master and she orchestrating all of this shit. Now, Jordan Woods is Kylie's best friend. And, you know, she is now getting, I'm talking about, obliterated on social media. People are coming at her fucking head because... This bitch was living fucking rent-free, didn't have to pay for shit. All she had to do was eat, sleep, shit, and take pictures with Kylie all fucking day. And she threw that all away just to kiss and sit on Tristan Thompson's lap. That's kind of stupid on her part. But I can't understand it a little bit. You know, she was probably drinking or whatever. And then Tristan Thompson is just like, I mean, probably a thirsty-ass goddamn cheater. I feel like this nigga just be on a prowl. Like, he don't let pussy come to him. I feel like he goes after it. He don't give a fuck. And Jordan got caught or whatever. Somebody snitched. I don't know who the fuck snitched. But we already talked about goddamn snitching. Now, they ain't a part of no damn street code, so it don't matter. But now, all of a sudden, you know, everything is in shambles or whatever. And at least for Chloe. Because Tristan Thompson, again, I don't think he give a fuck. And... things are in shambles for Jordan too, because that bitch gonna have to get a fucking goddamn job. That bitch goddamn better be applying for goddamn McDonald's applications or something right now, because it's over her ass. I'm talking about she had the fucking life. All she had to do was sit there, take pictures, and just not say shit. Because I'm pretty sure Kylie didn't have this bitch on payroll or nothing. I heard she had some, like, makeup or some shit coming out, but that was connected to Kylie, so she still fucked on that end. And now, apparently, she finna pull up to Red Table Talk and expose shit about the situation and about the Kardashians or whatever, I guess. But I'm pretty sure this bitch signed the NDA, so I don't know what the fuck she gonna be able to say without getting in legal trouble, and they gonna sue the fuck out of her ass if she does say some crazy shit about them. But you know what Jordan should have did? She should have jumped in front of this shit and did that little petty challenge that's going around on goddamn Twitter with the little, I got my petty degree, a petty PhD. She should have made that little video and show how she took Kylie Mann, because Kylie did the same thing, you know, to what's shorty name? I think Justine Sky. Yeah, she did the same thing to her. She Justine was allegedly dating, you know, well, supposedly, I know he mixed them two words up, but she was, you know, dating Travis Scott, and of course Kylie broke up with Tyga and waited like 2 seconds and then got pregnant by Travis Scott, and now they have a baby together, and now they together, and she took her from her best friend, you know, because Justine and Kylie were supposedly best friends or whatever, and now Jordan took Khloé's man. So it's a little different because, you know, it ain't Kylie's man, but she still, yeah, she got what was done to her Kylie had did to one of her friends. So Khloé shouldn't be too damn mad when her sister did the same damn thing and had a fucking baby behind her shit. But Jordan is gonna have to just buckle down, wait for this shit to roll over, because I mean, at the end of the day, she getting clout right now, and that's the most important thing, because everybody just wants to be known, everybody just wants to be loved. And now I know they showing her a little bit of hate right now, but again, this shit gonna blow over and they're gonna be right back on her. And Tristan Thompson, all that nigga gotta do is go out there and get a motherfucking double-double, get a batter bitch, and he gonna be straight too. Cause I heard he did this same shit to his other baby mama. He was with some girl and she was pregnant, and then he left her and got with Khloé and got Khloé pregnant. Now that's some fucked up shit. Now I don't know what the hell Tristan Thompson is goddamn on. I don't know what damn problems this nigga's going through, but he gotta stop, you know, leaving his baby mamas for new bitches and getting them pregnant in the process. Now, he didn't fuck Jordan, I know he didn't get her pregnant, but still, he did it to his other baby mama. But yeah, that's enough about them. But sticking on the topic of side people, now, I mean, side bitches, whatever, side people, side niggas, side bitches, let's talk about what I was talking about a little bit earlier about the shit that's going around on Twitter where girls are posting pictures of, you know, either random girls or their friends, and they're showing how they are taking their friend's man and whatever. And I just want to say, all y'all fucking bitches out of pocket. I don't know what happened to the discreet hoes. I said earlier about how there are frontline hoes and there are hoes who shut the fuck up. And the frontline hoes are having a little petty fucking party on Twitter. And they, I'm talking about, they fucking niggas' lives up right now as we speak. A nigga is crying in the bathroom right now as we speak. These bitches are posting these niggas' faces. I even seen one when Shorty posted a damn sex tape at the end of that shit. I'm talking about she getting clapped by this nigga. Grabbing the back of her motherfucking head and mushing that shit in the goddamn pillow and clapping Shorty shit. Like, why are you posting that shit on Twitter? Like, you clearly just want clout, because that's the drug that everybody loves. It's not Xanax, it's not Molly, it's not weed. People love clout. That's the only reason that these bitches are posting this shit and wanting to get known and whatever. Because y'all should just, you know, smash y'all nigga in peace. Just play your role. Smash the nigga in peace. Keep him company when he don't want to be with his girl. But no, you want to take pictures. And again, and why are y'all niggas letting the side bitch take pictures of y'all? Because the pictures I seen, y'all niggas are looking into the fucking camera. It ain't like they taking pictures of y'all dumbasses while you sleep or whatever. And like I said, the video about Shorty getting clapped or whatever, the nigga was recording that shit. She wasn't recording that shit. Her fucking face is in the fucking pillow. This nigga is recording that shit. Why are y'all filming y'allself with the side bitch? That's just stupid. Y'all ain't gonna lie, y'all niggas deserve to get caught. I'm gonna reverse what I was saying. Y'all niggas deserve to get caught. If you take pictures with your side chick, you deserve to get caught out there on the front line. That's one of the first rules. Do not take pictures. You take their phone, especially if you famous. Now, these niggas ain't famous, but you still gotta protect yourself from being put out there on the internet, because once that shit is out there, it's over for you. And a lot of y'all niggas, it's over for you. The shit is out there, and some of y'all niggas getting caught up with multiple women. I'm talking about, it's like, it's one where I seen where this nigga was with like 5 different bitches. Now, they were all 5 different sizes and look 5 different ways. One of them was fine, and about three of them looked like shit, and one of them was okay. You cannot let all your side bitches. I can see if you maybe let one take it. Y'all dumbasses letting all your fucking your dumbass let all your side chicks take pictures of you. Why, my nigga? Your plan was to get caught out there on the front line. Why in the fuck would you let a side bitch even hold a fucking camera near you? You should have fucking Mike Tyson that motherfucking phone to the goddamn wall as soon as she put that shit out. Do not let your side chick take a phone out with you niggas no more. Do not take these side bitches out on dates. Fuck them at their spot or at a hotel or a fucking motel or somebody else spot that ain't related to you or that or where you don't be at. Do not take them back to your house. Do not take pictures with them. Do not let them post this shit on Twitter, my nigga. If in exact the one nigga I said that was filming clapping the shorty, he should have recorded that on his phone and left it on his phone. Clearly this nigga either recorded it on her phone or sent the video to her. Why the fuck would you send her the video, my nigga, when you're in a whole relationship? Y'all gotta be smarter than that, man. But that's gonna wrap it up for this episode. And the lesson that y'all niggas should learn from this is don't be a stupid cheater. Be fucking smart, bro. Don't let them take pictures of you. Don't take them on dates. Fuck them. Leave them. Never call them. I'm out.
Excuse me.